Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go.
Just call him Larry Blunt.
Yeah, I think Gino voted for him. That's it.
Yay! It's our 100th show, everybody. Oh, I should have got those fucking New Year's Eve things. Yeah, because people love them.
Balloons.
You love when a guy's blowing in your face.
Yeah. That thing bring, keeps your son like right a, there. You should bring him in like in a little pair of shorts with like 100 banner.
Yeah, we should. Dress him like a big, gigantic little fag.
A little cherub.
I like that you said blow it in his face, and that's like the first thing that your son heard. It's just, you. Don't you love when someone blows it in your face?
I don't think they can hear.
All right, he's good.
Jared, he's cool, right?
Now he is. Down. There goes the door. Well.
Oh, look at that.
We all need a bad childhood.
There you go.
Oh, there we go, 100. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to make it. I only knew I was at 100 because I had to edit some stuff out of some other shows.
Right.
I'm in trouble with the missus.
Usually we say 100.
When I say missus, I say the woman who books the Comedy Cellar.
Right. It's funny you said, I didn't think I was going to make it when Barry Ribbs is on the panel. That's weird. I didn't think there'd be two people that said that today.
Barry's here because he is 100. That's why he's
99.
I don't think it's our 100th show. Who can I get? It represents 100.
Right. 99 unfunny balloons floating in a summer sky.
You should be wearing a diaper.
I want him to have one. Yeah, I want to have a diaper.
You should. The baby cha-cha dance.
You're not ready for that. Would you go topless and just wear a diaper?
Yo, why did I come from Jersey for this freaking abuse? Right, why? Why?
Sorry.
Every starts with yo. I know we're going to get it.
I know.
Eating.
It's like Don Rickles.
Anyway, did you vote, Brian?
You know what? I have a...
Okay, that's enough. Anyway, how did Larry Sharp do?
Last I saw, he got 0.8% of the vote.
That's pretty good.
It's almost 1%.
1%, that's probably a lot. That's like 1%, probably
40,000 people.
8 million
people voted? Maybe 6...
No, there's 8 million people in the state, probably.
No, there aren't. There's like 20 million people.
In oh, yeah.
There's 6 million in Manhattan. So
oh, yeah, you're right.
6 million Jews.
Then there's another.
He got 90,664 votes.
That's more than my Patreon.
Bad.
1.6%.
All right.
Oh, he did great then.
Fourth place.
Well, we'll see you in 4 years,
who
buddy.
Came in third.
Howie Hawkins from the Green Party got 1.7%.
Who the fuck is that? From the Green Party?
Jews.
Yeah, smoking.
Jews are like, oh, he's the Green. I know the Greens.
Right. Hello.
The Green family.
I think I'm the only Jew here.
Right. Oh, you're a Jew?
I'm a Jew.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, shit. You always get the good with the bad.
Vote for me. Why not?
He's 100, but he's a Jew. We can't do Jew jokes.
We beat the odds. He's 1% of Jews that make it to 100 nowadays.
Yeah. Every real comic is a Jew.
It's true. It's true. Howie Mandel's Jewish, apparently.
Yeah. He's, thank you. Anybody named Howie.
Yeah, sure.
Who's he going to be?
So who's the empty chair? Who's
Evan Dombrowski's here. You're not Jewish, right?
My grandfather is.
Wait, do you shave every day? You shave your head every day?
Every other day.
You do it yourself?
I do.
So, like, Bill Burr's at the Garden. I want to give a shout-out to Bill Burr because, you know, he just set up a Patreon.
Did he really?
Yeah.
God.
I mean, it's like, speaking of Jews, I mean, how much fucking money does this fucking Irish Jew need? Then I'm walking. I was with my son, so we did in hot water this morning. So we walk around. He got a haircut. We're walking around.
Did you go to the same place that McCarthy went to get his haircut?
Yeah.
I don't go anywhere.
Ellie's.
I'm throwing it out.
Yeah, we went to the same place that Garrett told us to go. Anyway,
okay,
so.
The place.
Yeah. So.
You look like a giant. Then I'm walking. Menace, by the way.
I'm walking up. Then we went to the Madison Square Garden and go to the Chase there to get some money. I see Bill Burr's big picture. I'm like, that fucking prick. Right. And then we're walking back. We're on like 33rd and 7th. Who do I run into? Mr. Lenny Marcus.
Really?
Yeah, and he doesn't even... I just see him. I'm like, that looks like Lenny. And then the closer he comes, I'm like, oh, fuck, that is Lenny. But he has these dark glasses. He has sunglasses. They're eyeglasses, but they get dark in the sun.
My gimmick.
Where's your sunglasses?
When they let the Jew out in the sun.
Yes, I need sunscreen.
So his eyes...
Dracula steam.
His eyes got real dark. His glasses are dark, so I couldn't really see his eyes. But I'm looking at him like, oh, shit, that is Lenny. So he looks at my son, he smiles, and then just walks off like, ah, he's a dad.
The spawn of Satan.
Yeah, that's what it, what's your name, 666?
Shit. Did he check for the 666 on his forehead? I still had to do it. Sorry.
Plus,
he looked so, he looked, earlier in the day, he looked kind of messy, but after he got his haircut, he looked adorable. So.
Looking boy. He really is.
I mean, he just, you know, I'm sure Lenny was thinking, oh, you know what the barber says? The barber goes, because he had this big fucking gigantic hair, and before he got the haircut, and the barber's like straight out. It's this woman. She goes, he's your son? I go, yeah. She goes, he looks like his mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you telling me?
Thank God.
Am I going to get a DNA test? Because you've...
Did you follow her up with good looking or bad looking?
No, I know what she means, but it's like, come on, man. I'm right here.
Like back in the van. Yeah. We're getting out of here.
Oh, plus, it's like a school day and I'm out with this kid.
Yeah, why is he in school?
Getting his hair cut.
When did Lenny start pretty? Working at the barbershop, too, by the way?
Yeah, right. I wish Lenny did work at a barbershop. Well, I think he might have been going over to see Bill Burr, because I know Bill Burr likes to do a big sound check and then they play the drums and then Conan shows up. Gigantic fag fest.
You a prayer circle.
And there's no, I don't know if you're gay, Barry, but no disrespect. I don't know if you're, he's a gay blue.
Gay and Jewish? How many wrongs can be made?
Oh. Where's your Marcus glasses, by the way?
I don't even know, I don't get that.
Sunglasses, he means.
Yeah.
I'd stop doing that. I think I was like.
Baby blues, why hide?
You gotta, yeah, and I was pushing it too hard. And also, I realized, like, I was doing a Kumia show, but I was on the couch, you know, and they did a close up on me. I'm like, I really am good looking with these beautiful eyes. I'm like, why am I denying people? All the women out there are like, why? What's with the glasses? I'm like, yeah, the women deserve more from me.
Did the salon?
Put your glasses on. You look like.
Whatever you mean.
He doesn't look like a
Shemmy over here.
Yeah, no, he's got crazy eyes. Your eyes are always on coke. I don't know if you're always on coke, but your eyes are.
This weekend, shout out Jim Jeffries.
Yeah,
we're gonna be fucking lining him up. And
just
I don't
call everyone Mr. Deeds, and you'll fit right in.
Right, Dunder cheap.
He's not gonna do coke with you, is he?
I can't speak to that. I don't know.
He said he's coming. I thought he was only coming in and then leaving.
He's blowing. Well, we have Saturday
blowing
night.
Blowing into town?
Yeah, blowing into town. Exactly. Shit, more coke stuff. I can't think of something right now. Oh, well. But
yo, Brian, when I said hello to
I'm a little coked up. I'm a little coked up. I had too much caffeine.
Did you really?
I woke up at 7 o'clock to do in hot water, and then I only come in for 10 minutes. They didn't even invite me. I just walk on the set just to do my plugs.
That's an unlimited thing with Compound, isn't it? You just guest on whatever show you want.
Yeah, but you still have to be. You're still supposed to be introduced.
Wait, with your plugs, how is Paul Mercurio?
Brian, I got a question for you. You seem intelligent.
Thank you.
Is that based on this episode so far?
I've been here a few times. He seems intelligent. So, Brian, how do you interpret this? When I walked in, I said hello to the kid, you know, like Kevin Seed. Huh? And the first thing he said to me is, help me. What does that mean?
He said, help you? Well,
my kid said, help me?
He said, help me. What does that
joke?
Mean? He said, help me.
I think it's because he knows Joni Mitchell turned 75 today. It's one of
I think he said
songs.
Healthy. He said, you look healthy.
I could have sworn he said, help me. Help me.
After that.
For a 100-year-old man, you look healthy.
Exactly. And Regis Philbin, you look great.
When's the last time you got laid?
Me?
Yeah.
It's been like 2 months.
Oh. You're married, right?
I am.
You just got married?
Are you a young guy? I can't tell with a haircut. I'm honestly.
Oh, you just got it. But
I just got. I know I look divorced, but I just got married.
Oh, congratulations. Mazel tov.
To a beautiful woman this time.
She is. She. Oh. Yeah. Gino was a mistake the first time, but this one's. She's been nice.
Your first or second?
He was Gino's roommate. He was one of. When you were in Gino roommates, it was you and your wife and Gino and another and two Ooh. Other people?
And two others. It was her 4-bedroom apartment, and we just commandeered it.
It's called Eight is Enough!
Yeah. It was called an open mic.
Ugh.
What we got a call that wants to talk about my receding hairline.
Go ahead, caller.
It's your asshole.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Show.
Kevin, what's going on with the hairline, man?
Which one?
Kevin Brennan, his hairline. I saw a Twitter account dedicated to his hairline.
There is
He's
a Kevin
60
Brennan.
He's old.
Hairline.
He should lose your hair. It's like,
yeah, really?
You've had it for a long time. It's enough.
What does your hair look like, Mark?
It's just this one side. It's the one side that's pronounced over.
I'm going to really break Mark Norman's balls. Talk about Mark Norman. I always see him. I always go, why are you? Your hairline's going. You're losing your hair. Mark Norman.
Where do you see Mark Norman?
Oh, we go to the same bathhouses.
I don't know. Second in?
Yeah, I don't often see his face, though, if you know what I mean.
You just
think
of
yeah, yeah. Go ahead, caller. Jesus Christ!
What's going on with your fucking hairline? There's a goddamn Twitter account dedicated to it.
I don't know, man. It hasn't changed in years. It's been the same fucking thing. Like I got something over
dude,
here.
It looks like dude, go get a goddamn. Just shave it all off. Go fucking bald, you ugly fuck.
I could hear you jerking off while you're doing this, by the way.
First of all, I can't.
Is that what I'm fucking doing? Shut up.
I think Neil has luxurious hair, doesn't he?
Neil's got a nice head of hair.
Yeah, luxurious hair, right? Good-looking fucking guy, but Kevin, you need to get shaped up.
No, but I was saying that I was thinking that today at the barber. I'm like, people that are bald. No, I actually went to the barber. Then I was in the elevator. There's a guy standing right in front of me with. And I was looking at his bald head. I'm like, so he has to shave every day, right?
Yeah.
I would think that'd be a
fucking
nightmare.
You know what?
Nightmare.
It grows too fast when you shave it, and then it doesn't grow past that. So it's you can't
you
win
just
either
get
way.
It. You just get a little stub.
Yeah. I'll wait till it's like a little stub, and then I shave it every day.
How old are you?
Every other day. 33.
Did it fuck with you when you lost your hair?
No, it never fully came in.
So are you serious?
I basically had a high forehead.
Powder?
I am. I also control the lights with my nipples.
Now we got ourselves a show.
Barry, what do you got? Hot take.
Yo, Kevin. There's two Kevins here, so can I call you KB for this episode?
Yeah, absolutely.
Call me KB.
You're down the street. That sounds cooler.
Yo, KB.
Go ahead, yo.
Are you considering going, like, bald like this look?
No, it's too much fucking work.
It is a lot of work.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this.
Lights are going to go out
soon. You and I are friends for a year or so. You would look horrible bald.
I know.
Horrible.
I fucked up head, yo.
Let me tell you something. Barry Ribs, one time, my wife and I were walking on the street, and he's just having like a fucking Americano on the sidewalk, and he goes, Dombrowski, come here. And he goes, you're in those Yankee commercials, right? You're a Yankee fan? I was like, yeah. He goes, you know who's a personal friend of mine, yo? CeCe, yo.
That's right.
Been at his house and shit.
Two times.
Now get out of my face. That's how the fucking
he's
story
sweating?
Yeah, I did say some shit like that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Moisturized.
How gay are you? You had to moisturize just for this show?
Did you have to walk through a church to get here?
That I did.
That's the dude from the cellar.
It is the dude from the cellar.
Hi, dude.
Hi, man.
Wait, the comedy cellar or like his cellar?
No, like literally a wine cellar. It's okay.
Wow. All right. Look,
drink
on the
all
show.
Day. How are you doing,
see
sir?
You gorgeous. How are you?
It's
you
look got like a little. You got it for real.
Very much.
I hate to say it, do a hacky joke, but you have a little jism in your hair in the back. You definitely have like white stuff.
Is that hair jism?
It's definitely cum. Yeah, guys.
It's like either. It's like,
I
just gagged on the mic. I really
why
did.
You got, why would
it's
you
like a little
you?
Bit of white
it's petrified.
Out.
Or, you petrified
do your family
cum.
Reunions your way. I'll do mine. Mine.
I love it.
So Kevin, what's his name besides the dude at the cellar?
Aaron. What's your last name?
Cum guzzler. Kagani.
Yes.
You know what? It's like your parents set you up for failure.
Sella likes Arab dudes, right? She likes a lot of Arab dudes.
We're non-Arab, actually.
He's Persian.
If you want to make an Iranian mad.
Persian on gay guys.
Once you get used to Mesopotamia, guys. Am I right? Anybody? Euphrates Triangle? Not that you know anything about triangles.
Come on.
Hi, hello. Wow. Lick the pussy. Lick the pussy.
I've done it.
You have tried it.
Why?
But like, she got me drunk. I basically got me too.
Judy Gold.
Jessica Kirsten.
Oh, I do look wet.
Slightly.
Why are you wet? Why are people ever wet? I don't get
like
it.
You walked through like a mist or something on your way here.
No, I really did. I hit myself hard with the moisturizer.
Have you still been running since the marathon? Is that what's happening?
Ooh, I can't run a marathon. Are you kidding me?
Did you vote?
No, I can't do that either. You know that.
Why can't you vote?
No, I'm not legal.
Are you an illegal alien?
I'm not illegal. I'm a permanent resident.
That means you can't vote?
Yeah.
You're a felon, too?
If only.
Marrying a man 30 years ago?
No!
hey, Kevin.
No, they just stoned him back then.
Hey, Kevin, he fell on a man's ass.
Okay.
See that?
I don't even get it.
I think you should let him sit with a crowbar.
Felon.
Oh, fell on a man's
felon.
Ass.
Yeah.
Little. Woo! 100th episode.
Because gays have yawning assholes.
Well, in case
this guy keeps shaking his head. We gotta.
That's because he looks Israeli.
That's right.
Hey, sir, don't fall off all your seat.
I fucking love this show. Why have I not done this yet? Why have I not done this yet?
I can't believe Chip doesn't like you.
Oh, my God.
It's the 100th, Kevin.
It's amazing. It's a miracle.
Look at Barry in the eye when you say that to him.
That should be. I should be moist. No, you know what? No, because I was trying to edit some shows, and I was like, holy shit, we're at 98 and 99. So I'm like, I got to have a little bit of a thing, you know. So Kevin, here we are.
I was trying to pull N-bombs out of this show. Safe face. I wanna run is for, it a comedy cellar?
I want to run for state senator. You know I'm banned at the cellar?
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Yep.
What? Is
when?
That serious?
That's totally true.
Didn't I literally, like, we literally, two Saturdays ago, we're like, talking at the bar, and since then?
Yeah. You just said the Olive Tree having
dinner. When was it? When did I see you? Two Saturdays?
Yeah.
It was 2 days after that.
Yeah, I know all about it.
Have you talked about it on the show? Does anyone know?
Does
anyone give a shit?
I'm not supposed to, but I think I'm going to do a tweet bomb today.
It's the 100th episode of Burning Bridges. You're not going to talk about that?
No, but I know I've already mentioned it, but now I'm not, you know, whatever. So, but I think I'm gonna go to Twitter and see what they think.
How many times have you been banned?
You're gonna say the Grizzly Pair.
How many times have you been banned?
First of all, I don't know if Twitter anyone's been banned Bruce. Before.
Right, Lenny Bruce.
Hey, have you been? Yeah, I'm Lenny fucking Marcus Bruce.
How many things your printer?
Yeah,
desperate to know what happened.
Now, let me just for it
no,
was
you
on,
can't.
I'm gonna very broad strokes. We had Jimmy Martinez on the show, and he said things about some staff members at the cellar, and we were kind of here, and there's a little bit of blowback, and he got banned for a month.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Louis C.K. that pederast.
Oh my God!
Is going up every 5 days a week with his name on the marquee.
That pederast.
Does that mean you like horses? No,
yeah,
sorry.
That is. It's anything you can pet.
I'm just being Philly. I don't mean to nag you. I'm a little unstable.
Don't look at me.
He acts like he's clever. He does these every show. He brings up subjects so he can do his dumb puns.
A constellation of puns.
Thank you, really. Hey, starring you.
Yeah. Hey,
he just laughs at his shit.
Oh, he's a drunk, blind idiot.
At what point does his panel do the wave like we're at a baseball game?
I just can't wait till he says it.
Fuck those titties.
What? I'm
so anyway, so you'll be working more, Mayron.
I have more spots because you're gone for a month?
More spots?
Yeah, annoying.
Listen, the gay white males are next, so you better enjoy the spots while you have them.
Believe you me, I know.
Bare ribs hands.
You got too many things working against you.
You mean like in terms of...
You got your Gloria Vanderbilt glasses working.
All this.
You don't get beat up on the train wearing those?
Are you shitting me? I'm the scariest person on the train.
Sweating. He had to run along.
Yeah, yeah.
The train
if you're sweating,
those.
If you have a little jism in the back of your head, he'll leave you alone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I'm gang bangs of New York. I don't think I'm an easy mark.
But those glasses, come on, man.
Why not?
You get them at the. You get when you say when you came out, they just give you the glasses.
No!
You step out of the closet. Here's
I fell
the
out
glasses.
Of my mother.
I think he turned when he put them on. To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, they're more.
I feel like an idiot. I feel like a blind person.
Right. You should wear those.
Hey, he's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Mamma mia.
You're like if Freddie Mercury drives his kids in a caravan to school every morning. That's what you look like right now.
I want a cane.
Remember that movie, Chris? I've got two for you. One's full of candy.
This is a great 100 show.
I want to see them both kiss on the mouth.
This is like speed dating. Yeah, but he's got deniability. He can't see anything.
I don't want you to get HIV from me.
That's very sweet. It is transmitted through kissing.
It's okay.
They used to think it was.
My mouth is all cut up, trust me.
They thought you'd get AIDS from kissing.
Yeah, I'm still not shaking.
I don't even shake your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. If you've got the wrong dimples, keep it moving.
Wave across the street.
So how do you get AIDS?
How did I?
Not you.
Probably my favorite segue of all time. So how did you get AIDS?
How do you?
No, how do gay people think you get AIDS?
A lot of it is...
It's anal, right?
I think it's being a certain kind of good looking.
It's also wearing...
You know what I mean? If you just fuck the ugly ones, you probably won't catch it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wearing white, it's wearing white after Labor Day, too. I know, that's a surefire way to get AIDS.
For sure.
Right. Red wine with fish.
Best part about him, you can't give him any nonverbal cues. I give him a look like that's dumb, and he'll just go more. You want more biscuits?
No, that's my dick that you're kicking under the table right now.
That's why his wife must get fucking furious at
thank you.
Dinner parties.
I think I now have AIDS. Yeah, that's how you get it, right?
Oh, God.
Everybody's
practice,
walking
practice,
out. Wait, so if you're ugly, you fuck ugly guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how you don't catch it.
So if you're,
you know what I mean? As in,
ever,
like,
do you ever fuck a guy who's like, do you ever lose your heart on because the guy's so ugly? Or you're not that kind of
gay? Oh, that's a very good question.
Thank you. See, that's why I got 100 shows under my belt.
Yeah, it's asking for a friend. Yeah. So, you know,
smear
really...
some Vaseline on the lens. Let's do this, Barbara
Walters.
If
a woman's ugly enough, I don't think I could fuck her.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because one time I was having sex with this girl and
hold on. Put these on.
One time I was having sex with this girl. I wasn't having sex with her. I was kissing her. I just met her. Uh-huh.
Now you have pink eye. It's wonderful.
Oh, my God. I probably do.
You know what I mean? Do you know how much ass has been eaten in those sunglasses?
Yeah, yeah.
You're fine.
Right. You have pink eye and a flaming asshole.
I just met her. You know, she was wearing black slacks, as they used to say back in the day. Black slacks.
Sure.
Slacks. Yeah. Did you meet her in the IRT, you fucking dinosaur?
She was wearing the Sansibelt slacks. No, I was going around her ass, and it kept going and going and going, and then my dick just quit. My dick was like, nuh-uh.
Dicks don't necessarily.
No, but it was the only time it ever did. So I'm like, she wasn't not attractive. She just, her ass was too big, and I couldn't really tell because she was wearing a black.
How much
black
were you on at the time?
Because I didn't do anything. I'm just saying, and I thought like a real man would still fucking
finish?
Yeah, would still punish
stick
that pussy.
Stick it in soft.
You need a big dick for a big ass.
Yeah.
That's very correct.
So you're talking about yourself now?
He walks those in. Glasses, please.
Yeah. Pass them down. Absolutely.
He walks in.
I'm going to be the only one without AIDS on this panel.
He walks into black rooms in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
It's raining men.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It's raining men.
HIV.
He's like if Liberace never died. That's
go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
I feel like I love
everyone. There's a caller?
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt your bromantic love fest over there.
Hand jobs for everybody.
You know? I didn't even know when to chime in. It's like trying to jump into a gay double dutch or something like that.
Who says chime?
Jump in ass first. Everyone knows that.
Right.
No one says chime.
Well, okay.
He's first a fag for saying chime.
Let him talk.
I hate to wind chime my way in.
If I can get a word in. Congratulations on that. And Kevin, by the way, it's Harrison Scott. What's up, Barry Ribs?
Hey, Harrison.
What's up, Kevin Dombrowski?
What's up, man?
Support you guys, my Jersey, New York guys.
You like my glasses?
How you doing there, Brian? And the gay terrorist with the coke sweats. I'm not sure who that is.
That's exactly what I am.
I'm just kidding, brother.
You like my glasses?
What's that?
You like my glasses?
They're not your glasses.
They are sexy, especially on Ribs over there.
Hey, real quick, can I jump in for 1 second? I'm sorry, can I jump in for 1 second? Do you want tickets to the show Monday night?
Oh, my God. This again?
You're still trying to push them things?
I don't know.
It looks desperate.
That don't come. What the fuck do I care if you come or not? Donate.
Well, I actually got another question for you, Brian.
Looks desperate.
The reason I called is,
you take these two tickets.
Who wants his dog?
Let the guy ask his question.
I'll wait till he's done.
This Brian, it's Harrison Scott Levy. It's not this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, Scott Levy, Scotty Shoes, the Omega Man. I just did the Pressman Hour, your friend Stacy, and they were kind of making fun of me because of all the different aliases I go by.
Okay, get to the
I'm
question.
I'm dodging the PC police, yo.
Yo, get to the question.
What do you got, buddy?
Okay, Kevin, Brennan, I still see you. I still got a little bit of my Hippocratic Oath left in me. I see you grabbing your side. What's going on with your hernia? Because you were going to say yesterday, and you cut off. You changed the subject before you told us what's going on with it, because I'm concerned about you, brother.
How do you think the gay Persian got on the show?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here to fix it.
My hernia, you know, it's funny about my hernia. When I'm preoccupied with other things, I don't even notice it. And then sometimes when I'm just sitting there, I'm like, oh, how's my hernia? And then I feel it. Like,
you feel it in your body?
Well, I felt it.
Yeah, after I voted yesterday, I felt it because I was like walking in. I don't know.
Those are just guilt for voting for a black man.
Yeah. Like, gay marriage.
But what are they waiting for to fix it? Are they waiting for it to strangulate?
Yeah, they're waiting for it to come out.
Yeah, at the clinic they're waiting? What do you mean?
Yeah, they're waiting for it to come out more. They don't want to fix it. Don't if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Isn't that what your parents said to you?
Broke.
No. They were waiting for you to come out.
It was basically received as warmly as a hernia.
We're not talking about his sexuality. We're talking about his intestines.
No, it'll be all right.
Through the intestines.
I'm not even worried anymore. It's like, you know, whatever happens, happens.
You're going to die anyways.
Right? Thanks, 100-year-old comic.
We've named it natural selection. That's what we've called his hernia.
Is that what it is? Survival of the fittest?
Yeah, so,
you know. It has puckered since they put these glasses on.
It is what it is. No, it'll be all right, though.
If it strangulates, that's when it becomes really dangerous.
No, but I know that. So if it starts to get painful, then I'll go to the doctor, and then they'll fucking fix it, you know?
Let mine go for over a year, and it wound up like a softball, and it strangulated, and it was pretty bad.
Sounds like you really struck out.
Send me a pic. I'm getting hard over here.
Harrison, I'll be in Trenton tomorrow if you want to see me finally.
At the same time, you fucking radio hacks.
Are we doing plugs yet?
What?
Just calling to check in on you guys.
No, so I didn't know you had a hernia. Okay, yeah. So they waited and then it strangulated. Then you went there over to the doctor. But you live in a country, right?
Renal hernia, and it was before I joined the military, so I had no health insurance.
No, it
wound up strangulating. What happens is the intestinal wall. Yeah. You know, it's your intestines poking through the sac that holds them in, and through the intestinal wall. And what happens is because your body has a natural proclivity to heal itself, the intestinal wall start closing on the protruding intestines, which causes what's called a strangulation, and that, you know, leads to some serious problems, my friend.
Yeah, but mine's not doing that. I can feel it. And my doctor said if it starts to strangulate, just push it back in. Yeah, right. That's what she said.
Doctor 19th century?
He's a third world doctor.
You have to bleed so that you can...
Was she holding a rusty saw? Yeah.
I pay her in plantains.
Damn it. Just push it in. Don't be such a brutal monster.
Follow this guy. What's your name, brother?
What?
The Persian guy.
Mehran, hi.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm great.
Sorry,
how are you doing?
I didn't recognize you know who you were. I'll check you out.
He's big at the Comedy Cellar.
All right, Harrison. Thanks. Thanks for the tip. Call in every once in a while. Check in with my hernia.
Yep.
All right, no problem. Take
care. God bless. MAGA.
Hey, buddy.
I want to see a Twitter handle about Kevin Brennan's hernia.
Yeah, that's how come they have a Kevin Brennan's hairline but not in my hernia? Go ahead, caller.
To be an egghead, it's not proclivity, it's propensity.
Hi, Kevin. It's Aaron Berg. How are you?
Yes!
Hey, Aaron Berg.
Hi, Aaron Berg.
Wow.
Name sounds
familiar.
I just
wanted to call and congratulate you on 100 shows. It's really
It's like
quite
when Bob Hope used to come by Letterman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. It sounds oddly like Randy in the Morning, though, which is weird.
I don't. I've never met Randy in the Morning. I've never had the pleasure.
I was golfing with Kevin, and let me tell you something. He's got more balls on the green than he does in the sand. I'm Bob Hope.
That's a great Bob Hope. He died too soon, I feel.
Bob Hope.
I'm happy that you're very happy, and I'm so glad you're doing well. And after I saw you this morning and told you everything was great with my wife, now we had an argument, and she's left.
She did? She just left the house?
Yeah, she said she didn't like the way I approached her in couples therapy yesterday, and I was like,
with your hands?
Ground. You can't, huh?
Was it with your hands?
She didn't like the way you choked her at couples therapy.
How'd you approach her in couples therapy?
She said I was trying to make her look bad because I was like, oh, she's got no patience and she gets angry with me, and then she had no patience and got angry.
I smell a bit. No, but here's the thing. You don't see her in the morning, right? You just leave before she's even awake?
Thank God.
No, but then when you get home, she's saving it up for you.
Oh, she's all jacked up and she's on muscle relaxants.
Does it bother you that she works at an axe-throwing place?
No, I think it's fantastic. I like...
where's she working?
Isn't there
an axe-throwing place.
What do you mean? Like an axe throwing
place. Is that
place
one of those
bars? Yeah, one of those bars that you throw axes at.
She's a new mom. You got her a job at an axe throwing place?
Sounds like she's got a real axe to grind. Am I right, guys?
No one saw that coming. where is that?
Sitting Shiva.
I don't, in Queens?
I don't like the way McCarthy's approaching us right now.
Hey, chop,
wait,
chop.
Wait, 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 wait. Is it? It's in Queens?
In Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, I think
you
I
make her
one,
take the G train to go to an axe throwing bar.
I let her take the car. She takes the car, and then I stay home with the baby all day and put on my Kevin Brennan mask.
How'd she find this job?
I forced her to at gunpoint. You either fucking work or we're out of this one bedroom. We had a friend that was hiring, and she took the job.
And she's a bartender.
She hates it. She's really unhappy.
I feel like axes and alcohol is a bad combination. I hate to be like,
yeah, even darts.
I thought that way.
Even darts and drinking is gonna be bad.
Brian, yeah, you should come by and throw axes.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. Are your bathrooms, as they say, party friendly?
Yeah. Sure. It's in Brooklyn. Yeah. You live in Brooklyn.
What we could do with Brian, we could just take him to an alley and hand him some candles.
Do you have a donkey you can hang on the wall?
Where is it? Where is it in Brooklyn?
Give it a plug.
Greenpoint.
Oh, that's
Aaron, this is Barry Ribbs here. I got a question for you.
Yo.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, Aaron. Aaron, what do you think about marriage in 2018?
I think whatever two fags want to do is what they want to do.
Yeah! They want to make each other miserable for the rest of their lives. That is their right.
Yeah, gay men should get married because everybody knows they're so monogamous.
You share your PrEP prescription with another man and try and hide it from your Laza Apso while you walk up and down 23rd Street. That is your right, and I stand
this
by
is
it.
Literally
and,
my life. This is my home life.
He's reading your bio right now.
Are you on my Wikipedia
way,
page?
One of my favorite people in the entire world is Mehran Kignani, and I kid you not, he's one of the ballsiest people. Even though he's got one nut, I fucking love him.
Why does he know that?
One ball. All I do is talk about it. All I do is talk about my one ball.
You have one nut.
Yeah,
I didn't.
My
know
body
that
ate one of my balls after birth.
Oh, yeah, you
have had one ball for life.
Yeah.
Was it because your mouth was taking a break?
Well, no, I sucked it out. I myself was very flexible.
You should do a PSA in the hazards of blowing yourself.
Yeah, I never orphaned those balls.
Even the homophobic guys are laughing at that one.
Look at them.
Let's cut to the theater seats. Hey, Bill Burr can sell at the Garden, but can he get two people at 2:30? I got two people at a 2:30 show.
The one on the left can do whatever he wants
funny
to me.
Yeah, he had me rolling the other night. Pretty funny guy.
Do you have a gif of Lenny Marcus walking by with progressives on?
I wish I had the fucking foresight to, or foreskin to.
All right, I got to go. But happy anniversary, and Mehran, I'll see you tonight at the creek, and then let's go take a steam bath together.
Yeah, that's right. That is happening. Yeah, see you tonight.
Thanks, Aaron. They probably have excellent steamers in out in Queens, right?
Steamers? You should go to Cleveland. Do you mean when someone shits on my chest?
What's that?
That's Cleveland a steamer. Yeah.
We know that.
Cleveland steamer.
What's a Toledo steamer?
These steamers, it's diarrhea in your chest.
Good save.
Honestly.
Okay, KB, why did you invite me today? I feel so out of my element.
Why, you want to keep it witty?
You look like my aunt.
This looks like, look what happens next with Andy Cohen. He dies.
Hello.
I'm just a straight, nice Jewish boy from Crown Heights and shit.
It's almost
what the fuck 100. Am I doing here?
We got a cake. I bought you some cake, Harry.
Cake? Yeah, some beefcake. Am I right,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, there it is.
Don't point at me.
Body. So wait, how long are you with your wife before you married her?
3 years.
Only 3 years? Are you from New York originally?
Jersey, right outside.
You're 32?
33.
How old is she?
31.
Oh.
So you guys are going to be married forever?
Hopefully. I mean, you know, with the money that we spend.
Did you have a nice, do you live here in town? Do you live in Jersey?
We do. Yeah, no, we live in Manhattan.
Okay, great.
Where do you live, Brian?
She's successful.
I live in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Brian has to tell everybody, Brian, Brian pretends he's at a cocktail party, but he asks everybody where they live so he can tell them where he lives.
What'd you go like? What'd you do for the summer? Yeah, we were out in Long Island, you know, Southampton. It was nice.
Yeah. You should let people finish their sentence before you say it.
Are you in a gentrified part of Park Slope?
Look at him, Barry. Look at him. Look at the fucking polo shirt. What do you think?
He's in the rough part of Park Slope.
Rough train.
Main streets of Park Slope.
You call this a biscotti? This is not biscotti. I will fuck your eyes open with my fucking giant blank word dick.
Yeah. He pulls up with his stick.
Very dramatic.
Blank word.
He pulls up with his stick and says, who ordered an Uber?
Yes. pet store?
Oh, my God. He brought it back.
It's never not great.
No, I'm
100 shows in a row. Am I in a pet store?
You're sweating.
How much more time we got for this shit?
I don't know, Barry. Where do you have to go? You're doing a show in 2021?
I'm one of the few guests that's always happy when someone's mad. A lot of times, if Brian's mad, I know we're having a good show.
Yeah.
That means he's not talking enough. And then he's like, oh, my God. Gino was here one time on the couch, and Brian's like, can I get a word in? Yeah. I'm like, you're gonna be here in 2 days, so relax. You're not auditioning. Barry, you're auditioning. What do you got to say? No, Barry, what do you want to talk about, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Fuck Elizabeth, New Jersey, and the mayor.
What'd he do to you?
Fuck that town.
You vote? Did you vote? You can't say.
No comment.
Yeah, you know what? He looks like Christopher Lloyd showed up in a time when gay marriage was legal.
Like that in your act,
great
Barry.
Scott!
Right. Everybody's gay.
Where we're going, we don't need lube.
I'll do it. I'll commit to that one. I'm a okay big with fan.
I'm a big fan of all of it.
That's going to be a time machine.
Your producer, get It's Raining Men up. Get that song up, producer.
Yeah, they like to be told what to do. To do five shows already today.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon, the guy's like, hey, pull out that thing. Come on.
The snapping.
I know.
My son wants
that's a very current reference.
You only snap with the left, not the right.
Why not? The stroke? Know. No.
No, we're killing.
Kevin.
We're killing.
Massage your hernia.
Here comes the cake.
Come on.
Actual cake?
He's quitting if after 100 episodes.
He's done. Oh, wow. And then that happens. Is he dancing it off?
Shirts off.
No,
oh my God.
Are you really going for it? You are going for it. Look at that arm.
Is there a number of a hotline that anyone knows?
Yes. I can't even believe how great.
Oh my God.
Where did you get that sunburn?
Oh no.
Yeah, no, touch each other. By all means, touch each other.
Sweatshirt is new.
Sure.
Oh my God. This is.
Yeah, no, really. Okay, that smells great. That smells awesome.
Thank you, producer.
I don't know, Kevin. A lot happened while you were gone, man.
Less than a minute.
Does he have a line up here to his cock so he can see it? Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Someone married him?
Oh my that God, is beautiful. That is a carny body. That is. I mean.
What a torso.
I was going to say, thank God Barry can't see, but he can see.
Thank you for doing that, honestly. You're in pretty good shape. He's in pretty good shape.
No, it's disgusting, though.
Because it's only because he can't see the gym.
You're hairless, right?
What are you, hairless? I'm covered
in fur. On your chest.
Furry.
That's the way to go now?
No, it's just I am what I am. I have no choice.
It's called magic carpets for a reason.
Yeah.
No, as a gay man, you have to take care of yourself that way?
Not once you're married, no.
Are you married?
Yeah,
you're basically. Cheating. You're cheating, though. You're open, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Barry.
Yes.
Maybe you're booked for
how
tonight.
Does the government do that? Like,
government.
To get a green card, what if you say you're married to a guy?
Yeah.
But it's in a state that
works.
Does it work like that?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's got to be legal in that state.
Hey, Kevin, check this out. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Even my belt is a drink.
I definitely... Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I definitely thought he was going to show me his dick. I definitely...
Yeah.
I had a... Did you feel like his dick was coming out?
You know, yeah, I did. But each bottle on that belt actually came from when his father beat him drunk when he was...
Stepfather! Stepfather! He lived with me!
It's like when you have sex and you put another notch in it. It's just another...
The pronunciation Meron, is it Meron?
Yes, sir.
Does size matter?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Oh, it absolutely
for a gay man?
Does. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, you want it to be smaller. That's what you mean, right?
True. No. When you take it in the can,
a big
ideally,
black dick?
A slender
penis. Your husband black?
No, but he's hung like a fucking, like a tree, like a red
black man. You could have just said like a black man.
It's a different kind of hung. Than a black dick. It's his girth certificate is what really stands out. Do you know what
and
I
you
mean?
Want a big, you want a big.
Well, I'm saying if I'm
I
gonna
just realize we're actually on the air.
I'm gonna
people always say this show gets too
are
gay
you ashamed
too fast.
That you got a boner? Is that what's happening?
If I'm gonna like paw at a scratching post, I want it to be a substantial one. Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't it hurt?
Look at me.
What do you mean? Who's? It's not like I'm running around taking it in the can all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, have you know what I mean? That's birthdays and anniversaries.
Have you seen my Halloween costume? I'm Robin Williams.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's going. That's
so
awful.
Hacky laughing at your shit.
He's a hack. He's an old fashioned hack.
I don't want to know. I was in Aladdin.
He really looks like he's dying.
He does look like he's
so
dying.
Red.
Hack 101.
You're supposed to leave it until you come, bro.
Give me some lipstick. I'll be Keith Carradine next year.
And it's his dad's belt, is what makes it beautiful.
At least. Barry, I apologize. I apologize.
You're a beautiful man. Does size matter for you, Barry?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like,
you
aesthetically.
You asked him.
When you're watching a porno, do you want to watch a porno with a big guy with a big schwanz or like a modest wang?
I like it when
you know something. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Don't.
I watch a lot of porno, and I love when
I see porn now, Grandpa.
I see a dude with a little dick. I feel like a real man because I wasn't that blessed in that area.
Sure.
What area were you blessed?
My asshole is huge.
Barry, I had to. It's the 100th anniversary of comedy.
Just reduce your fat pad. You'll be fine.
All balls.
How much more time left on this?
Again. Oh, my God.
No, we're almost done.
I'm going to sweat like Mehran by the end of this episode.
Mehran the cake.
Come back.
I love cake. I love cake.
Oh, my God.
Why, where'd you go the first time?
Because I saw you in the shirt.
No, Mehran, he's walking like he just had a dick up his ass. You notice the war?
That's what hernia is. That's how you, that's, yeah. Again. Literally my favorite place in the entire world.
Here we go. Over here.
This is my favorite place. Yeah.
Gay Robin Williams.
I mean, seriously, it's a gay Robin Williams.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Hey guys.
Did you have to bring in cock-shaped desserts?
Seriously, are those eclairs? Are the
everything is cream filled?
Is that cream filled shoe pastry? This like Great British Bake Off faggotry. I am here for it.
You know what? This seat may not get me work in the industry, but I won't end up with AIDS. That's the payoff.
Thank you. I honestly, you've been giving me so much life.
I gotta give one eclair.
I literally can't. Right. But God bless you.
I'm okay after seeing that.
Oh my God, so good.
We should.
So goddamn good.
Yeah. I want to see Mehran anally eat one of those.
What? Like,
you want him to eat it with his
I don't even have to get out of my chair to do that. You know what I mean? I just
get drunker quicker if you do that.
I just have to think selfish thoughts. Do you know? And then
you just start disappearing one by one.
And I cough them up when I go home. Yeah.
Well, this fun. Is.
So where do we have? I can't really see. There's cannolis and eclairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which one you want?
It was very highly redundant of you to say I can't really see.
The problem is,
I think that's your whole thing.
They fell out once you took your shirt off. That's the only issue.
If there's any back hair in your cannoli, I apologize.
I can't wait to see what YouTube comments. Somebody just sent me a tweet. Do you ever read the YouTube comments on your show? Well, I'm like, why would I? Like, what's the point? People are laughing. Like, there's a couple of lunatics in the audience.
What is this eclair look bloody?
I bought it right around the corner.
That one wasn't sauced before I got it.
It's only bloody 4 days a month. Mother said.
Where are you guys from? Are you local?
Nice. Okay. Hey, do you guys want to go to my show on Monday?
It looks really bad. Like, you can't get. You literally can't give away tickets.
Sold a bunch of tickets. I was just.
Oh my God.
Aww.
Hey.
He looks like a little psycho. He looks like Mike Myers when he was a kid, don't he?
Well, from a certain part
where
of the neighborhood,
they can see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what went wrong in the movies.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Woo! Oh.
there's a kid in the room, you have to sit down legally.
My ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
My ankle bracelet is beeping like a motherfucker right now.
Best 100th episode of anything ever.
What if that's what happened to Michael Myers? His father never ate the eclair on his...
There's a lot of sexual conversion today.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Caligula's birthday party. You're like, bring in the small brown boy.
This is the only eclair that doesn't look like it was inside someone. By the way, the rest of them
bounced around a little bit. They bounced around a little bit.
I love how you couldn't even get cake right.
I didn't want to get a cake because then you got to cut it and it's a mess. And then, yeah, I'm a genius. You guys want a cannoli?
Are you sure?
I don't know. They're both cutting
carbs. What if Mehran feeds it through his butt?
Yes! From here.
For real, not to belabor a point, nope. But I would think the smaller dick would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Well, bring him back in then.
Just when I'm looking at this beautiful
I feel like we just took a commercial break.
Where were we?
I just think that'd be the way to go. But I'm more practical, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
I don't want to be all stretched out. I would like to have a nice Asian boy who's all Joe Coyed up and hairless.
What are you, Paul Mooney?
Joe Coy.
Hairless and with a little dick. I'd be like, I'm gay, but I'm not totally gay. Like, I only like a little dick.
Are you guys all circumcised?
Punishing me.
Super.
You're circumcised, yeah. Right?
Super, yeah. Like they took extra?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, your head's circumcised, so you're fine. You started in your eyebrows and worked their way down.
Look at my head. This is what my dick looks like.
What do you got, E. Cummings?
I'm literally going to kill myself.
He's like, he's so mad that we're all a bunch of hags.
Give us your plugs. March 19th, 2025.
Don't do that. That's a beautiful day for us.
I'm being silly. It's gorgeous today. We're just having fun. It's 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Is it?
My calendar. I don't.
Anybody want tickets? The blind show. Robert Klein's going to be there, and people, he can't give away tickets. Why don't you guys want the tickets?
Yeah, why don't you tell him Tina Fey's going to do stand-up?
Let's do it again. You guys want the tickets? I don't want tickets. Nobody.
What if we tell
tickets?
You there's going to be eclairs there?
Yeah. Eclairs and cannolis.
Maybe
hand them out before the show.
I have 10 tickets to give away. I've given away 4 of them. I have 6 left. That's all. I mean,
who'd you give them away to?
I have
friends.
People on Twitter.
The door guy.
Did you ask?
Owns Gotham.
Did you ask Lenny if he wanted one as he passed by?
You're literally giving away tickets.
Sherrod Small can't make it.
Is he on the show?
No.
He will be. He'll come by. He will be late.
Yeah. Put a naked chick on the panel. He'll be right there.
He looks like a little Asian girl.
I do. Oh, my God.
Good for you.
What is that for?
Thank you, Booth.
I don't even know.
Mehran, anything?
What? Is that doing anything?
Is she in the green room by any chance?
That is me.
is that you running for the train this morning?
Is that Esty? That's Esty, right?
That does nothing for you.
No, it couldn't possibly do less for me. She looks like an idiot.
What are we looking at?
First of all, you're not fucking
not
her mind,
at her
but
face.
I mean, you can't even appreciate like the fact that her tits are bouncing.
Okay.
He's gay.
This one means more to me. She has.
Can you put? Wait, hold on. Put Barry Ribb's face on that, and let's see if Mehran gets a boner.
Yo.
are all 4 of you hard right now just looking at that? Is that
I was
enough?
Hard when I walked in here. Does that count?
Yes.
She's not my type, but I'd still get, you know, I still get worked up for her.
How is she not your type?
Oh, she's a little leggy.
Okay, really? You would prefer an amputee in a sailor outfit.
Put a picture of Lieutenant Dan up and see what happens.
Dick falls out.
She's like one of those, she's like the kind of stripper that like grinds you real hard. She's like, Do you like that? I'm like, not really. Can you slow down a little bit?
I'm gonna light your dick on fire. Do you
and
like
she's
it?
She's like, all aggressive, all coked up. I don't like a stripper all coked up.
I was in a gay bar I was in a strip club in Atlanta with my gay friend.
Out of classic Freudian slip.
He was gay. And we walk in, and he's gay, and we're very good friends. He's my daughter's godfather. You met him, Desmond. And we walk in, and you see a stripper. She's totally hot, and he goes, "Look at her shoes."
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yo, KB, what's the problem with leggy?
Oh my God.
KB. What's wrong with leggy?
Yeah, what is wrong with the leggy woman?
Oh, I'm just kidding. I just had to pick something.
Ava Gardner had a nice set of gams.
Now, for example, those are the wrong shoes.
Yeah. McCarthy looks like he's trying to read her tits right now.
We go back to the thing again.
I don't like that kind of stripper. I like a
culo.
Latina.
Yeah, Latina or Russian or something.
Or Morena.
I don't like white strippers.
Is there any other kind?
She looks pretty Russian.
But if they're white, they think they're doing you a favor. They work it too hard. They never look you in the eye.
It looks like Dennis Hoff right now.
That is sexy.
I'm a sociology major at Brainerd. Yeah, just so you know.
Hold on, you like a man with a big forehead?
Like? Sure I do. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Designed testosterone. That is not a woman. That's a man, baby.
I'm finally turned on. Harry, you should just go to gay bars and ask men what they like.
Yeah.
Yo, like you a like big suitcase dicks? Or a little suitcase? Yeah.
You have no follow-up. It's great.
Yeah. Barry, what are you going to do after this?
I'm going to the Apollo.
Really?
Yeah. Theater?
There's an amateur night, and I'm supporting somebody on the bill.
You get him for free?
I got to hook people up. He's a gay dude, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a gay dude on the amateur night at the Apollo?
No, the dude who works on staff at the Apollo is a gay dude. He loves me.
Okay.
Sure.
And he's very lovable.
Thank you. And he's my hookup.
Fix your face.
He's your hooker?
Hookup.
Okay.
I
also heard a hooker.
Who's the friend you're going to see?
Well, I want to surprise her.
To her? Well, this.
Everyone listens, that's why. He doesn't want to
ruin
it.
That's really nice. And actually know this to be. I know
you are kind of. You are the kind of type that's. Even when you showed up today, you surprised me, and I was expecting you.
He was alive.
He's always with that. He's got a very distinct.
I'm a fan of comedy, and I'm one of those rare birds in this game that's actually a kind of a genuine sort of dude.
Well, so slamming everybody else.
Are you saying you're not up to one of those birds up to foul business?
I feel like I'm being called a phony.
He's just saying we're phonies. Jimmy Martinez says I'm a total fraud. He goes, this whole thing he's doing now, a complete act.
Oh, yeah?
He just said it the other day. Oh, yeah?
What do you mean?
Well, he just said it last week.
Give him a break. He can't see. Give him a break.
That guy. Corn chips and Newports.
Such a hack. You don't even smoke.
That kind of makes it funny. For me, anyway.
Yeah, the fact that he doesn't, you just hack it up.
I say Newport because it's like
Popeyes and.
Hey, good guy. What is that?
They smoke Cools.
No, Newports are a little more expensive. Do you still smoke?
No, I can't anymore.
Why?
I kept getting lung infections. Like, it's just fucking old. I'm old now.
Barry, you smoke anything?
Smoke weed on occasion.
It's a cum infection.
Yeah, boy, Barry, you smoke anything?
Weed on occasion.
We had to do a second take.
We'll get that in the edit.
What does it do? What does
Act
it do?
To one, everybody.
What does it do when you smoke weed? Where you get trippy?
Turns his hair white.
It harkens me back to my youth.
Sure. Right.
It must be powerful.
Right.
When LaGuardia was mayor.
When the world looked like Deadwood.
He smokes a joint.
For this devil electricity.
When we just emptied the bedpans.
It's a strand of weed called DeLorean.
Hey. He started speaking English in Manhattan. I knew it was over.
You see this fucking knife?
I don't even know when to jump in. You're right, Barry.
I'm an Indian town.
We're almost done. This has been a fantastic show. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Compound Media.
Thank you.
Keith the Cop, Anthony Cumia, The Booth, Allie, not as much.
This was the best show in the 100, I think you had. The best show.
I always
101.
And then who else to thank?
The makers of Jameson. Look at that empty bottle. Why keep it?
Well, Bill
just finished it today.
Bill Schultz needs something to sit on when he comes in.
Bill Schultz. Yeah, thanks to Bill Schultz for giving me a fucking whipping boy.
Lenny? What about Lenny?
Lenny, shout out to Lenny. I already gave him a shout out since I ran into him on the streets.
Progressive frames him for him not seeing.
It's costing me money, that fucking Lenny.
What do you mean?
I can't even.
Oh, because of the, right.
Because of the Ixnay on the.
I came close his show, but I was.
Lenny a Jew?
Lenny Marcus.
You ever seen him?
Is he a Jew?
He looks like the Mashiach. Yeah.
I think I just got my foreskin back hearing that name.
Jews don't look like Jews.
Okay.
Sure. Sure. Hot premise.
Right.
Hot take.
Do Jews like big dicks or little? Yo, do Jews like big dicks or little dicks?
That's something I would picture McCarthy saying on the brownstone in Park Slope. Jews don't look like Jews.
drunk.
Where am I?
Blind. A lot of times,
play a training man.
Wait a minute. KB wants to speak. It's his show after all.
Jews, you ever go to the jewelry district? A lot of times Jews do look like Jews. Am I right? Like, that's a Jew.
Hey, everybody, Captain Obvious. Am I right, anybody?
You got to look for a caravan. That's how they look like it.
Yeah, the Mashiach. Burn through plugs. Barry, what do you got, please?
Tomorrow I'll be in Trenton.
Awesome.
Just on the train. I got to do it, Barry. This is my 100th show.
No doubt.
Yeah. Oh, hey, go ahead. Facebook, etc. Can I?
You know I love you, Barry.
Love you too, yo, bro.
God. Oh, my God.
Why did I wait so long to do this show? I want to do it every week now.
It's money. It's money.
I'll be in Dubai in Trenton tomorrow. Dubai. I don't know. It's a restaurant or some shit.
So it's Dubai a ticket. Oh, my God.
That was pretty good. I hate to give him credit, but that was pretty good.
That's hacky as shit.
Oh, usually he has to get warmed up.
Each other before the show? No. I just want
to
know.
He needs about an hour to get warmed up, and then one will come out.
Now we're cooking. Barry, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything?
Barry, you got to get on Twitter. You'll be great on Twitter.
I'm going to be on Twitter.
No, even if you say a Jew, your Jew doesn't look like a Jew, that's going to go crazy on Twitter.
I'm a Jew that doesn't look like a Jew.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you...
So we'll just talk about tomorrow. Trenton, okay. A place, Dubai. I got plenty of dates, but I'm not a greedy motherfucker.
How about your like ageism? Are you feeling a little bit of ageism?
From year one. I'm doing this almost 25 years. Year one, a club owner said I was too old for his club.
Well, when you start when you're 80.
Now,
I've got his
now the guy's dead. That's like the George Burns joke. My doctor told me to quit smoking cigars. He's dead now.
I've done his club 8 times, so hang in there, you losers.
All right. Okay, the king of comedy, everybody. Barry Ribs, king of comedy.
You phonies.
Yeah, social media, blah, 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 blah.
Tomorrow, Barry's going to be in Trenton.
Right. Dubai a ticket.
Yeah.
Dubai, yeah.
Actually, November 20th, I'll be headlining Caroline's.
Nice.
One show, cool. 7:30. Come on by for that. Carolines.com for tickets. Promo code STUPIDFACE for discounted tickets. And then KevinDombrowski.com and Facebook and all that bullshit.
Bullshit, great. Okay, terrific. Well, November 12th, of course, folks. We had the Laugh Recite benefit.
Why would they buy a ticket when you can't give away for free?
Yeah, show up to the studio in 5 minutes for tickets.
If you buy a ticket now, you can be on the show.
Yeah. We're almost sold out. I heard about your show in Poughkeepsie, pal. We're almost sold out, okay? So we can right off the train. Oh, my God, I want to blow my brains out sitting here. So here's the thing. You come and it's go to Laugh Recite. It's a benefit for blind people. But if you DM me, I'll just give you a ticket. I don't care.
He won't see it, but he'll give you a ticket.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Welcome.
What's the day, Brian?
November 12th, buddy. Gotham Comedy Club. Go to the Gotham. And then at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Thank you guys for showing up.
You got a few minutes for me at all or no?
I'm not booking the show. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, y'all get you on. I'll come over with you. I'll introduce you to everybody.
So, did Gotham yesterday.
Hey, Bobby Klein. Hey.
Bobby Klein.
I'm done doing an 8-ball.
I was roommate. I lived in the same building.
I know, at Martin Mall.
Yes. Damn, you got a memory, Katie.
Something them all over.
And Ruth Brown. Yeah. Ruth Brown, she was a...
Ruth Brown, yeah.
She was a famous black singer way back.
Did you have to move the boulder to get out of the cave every day?
Living for an old man Reed. So...
Hey, buddy, hit it.
Stop having an old face.
I am at Miron X. It is themiron.com.
You need a new face.
I'm with Aaron Berg and Jess Kirsten tonight at the Creek and Cave. I'm at Stonewall tonight, and I'm at the Cellar
tonight. Big surprise.
Busy night.
Bathroom.
It's drinking or performing.
No, I'm just sucking dicks downstairs. I don't plan on getting any jokes. Y'all gonna.
Jessica's wonderful, yo.
Yeah. Isn't she just... Eat that cannoli. God damn it.
This Thursday, I'm at the Stress Factory, one night, one show. November 14th, I'm at Luffy's Laugh Lounge in Westchester, New York, with Aaron and Gino. And then November, that's next Wednesday. And then the following Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, November 21st, Josie Kelly's Summers Point, New Jersey, outside of Ocean City, near Atlantic City. Philadelphia. If you're Philly fans, go there. Also, I won't be at the Comedy Cellar this weekend or next week. God bless America. Don't forget to vote. And MAGA, thanks to the fans who showed up. Thanks to the crew. You guys are amazing.
Congratulations, Kevin. Oh, yeah. Happy 100th, man.
And many more.
It's raining men.